Hi guys, my name's Liestel, and I wanted to try this podcast, and I guess I will start with being adopted. I'm adopted, and within the adoption, I had a little secret going around my family, which I didn't know about until I was much older. I say I was about roughly maybe 10 years old when I found out the secret. But everyone knew. Everyone knew. Even my teachers. I was adopted in 88. Born in 81. And that's where it gets kind of sketchy. From there, as I was adopted, born, and part raised.
Text message.
I would go on to live with a normal family, which I thought. My mom, who adopted me, and father had three girls of their own, and decided to adopt three more kids. I had two twin brothers. Not related to me, but came from the same place. And then decided to adopt me. So, within that time frame, we lived in the Philippines. And then, in 1990, the volcano exploded. So, we decided to move to America. And in America, we lived in Nichols Hills. Nichols Hills was a well brought up community, fairly wealthy. My mom and dad had a house there already. My dad worked at Tinker Air Force as a mechanic or a chief mechanic or something like that. I can't remember. But anyway, my dad used to work every day. My mom stayed home. Things didn't get, crazy until I was much older. I didn't speak English when they got me. And so the secret of my adoption story is that they lied about my age. And knowing it's not that a huge big deal, I was 3 years older. They had put down on my citizenship, I was born in 84, and of course, birth certificate. How I found out about my age was, of course, curiosity. As a child, I wondered a lot of things. My parents never really talked about my adoption as much. Though as I was getting older, I realized that I did not look like my parents. I used to pretend and just ignore it. I used to pretend that I just got my black hair, dark hair from my mom, and just my dark skin. Of course, my dad wasn't dark-skinned. He was born and part raised in, I guess, in Waco, Texas. But he turned red, so I thought maybe brown and red kind of went there, same colors. So I thought that's where I got my color. But as I got older and started getting in trouble, just little tiny little things, I used to sneak in my parents' room, and I found documents that had my name on it, and I was very curious. So I decided to go in there and find out why my name's on those documents, on those papers, you know, and come to find out, I they were documents of my age, and that I was approximately 3 years older. So this time, the whole time I thought I was born in 94, excuse me. But, I mean, I knew, even at a very young age, that there was something wrong with me, Because even in school, at an early age, I was in third grade and started my cycle. TMI, sorry. But that's one of the things I realized that was not right. All the other kids, girl-wise, did not have theirs at that age. My parents didn't teach me what that was. I freaked out, thought I was dying. My wonderful, wonderful teacher who grabbed me, excused me from class, pulled me aside and wrapped a hoodie around me. And it kind of explained to me what it was and everything. So that's kind of where it all started, how I kind of found out. I mean, I knew a little bit before then how old I was, a little bit, but I wanted proof. I wanted to know if it was really true. And I found out much later in high school when I got in a fight with my parents and I would vent to my teacher. I would go to special education, special ed classes, and the only reason why is because I didn't speak English. My math was way off. I was behind. And even all my teachers knew. And I was so devastated. I just sank in my seat when I finally told my teacher that my parents doing this and I don't understand why they're being mean. And all of a sudden, it just came out of her that, you know, you're older. And I said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I kind of knew, but is it really true?" She said, "Yeah. Everyone but me." So, I was really devastated. From there, my life never been the same. I mean, even as a young child, I can't remember really good old times as a childhood. I really had a good time. I had a good child. I mean, I had a little bit of good memories. I'm not saying that my parents were that terrible. I mean, I'm blessed to be adopted out and be here in the United States. But the way they went about it was wrong. The way I was raised, I think in my own opinion, was wrong. I was never punished like the other kids. Granted, each child is different, as I know, because I have my own children. But who puts their children in a pantry for hours just because for a punishment? I would stay in the closet or pantry, they call it, until I can behave. My parents used to take medication away from me when I got grounded. I was on depression medication for a very long time. Went to counseling. That didn't last very long. Medication didn't last very long. I quit taking them because every time I get in trouble, she'd just take them away. She told me it was like a privilege to have them, which, you know, I didn't know the norm, so I thought this was normal. But at the same time, I also thought in my mind this wasn't fair. You know, I had two twin brothers as well that were from the same place, and they never, never treated them the same way when they got in trouble. By all means, they do the opposite. So I would be sent in pantries when I get in trouble. I'd be sent in my room for the night. I couldn't even have dinner with my family. They would give me a bowl of rice and send it to my room. And the only time I can leave my room is to go to the bathroom. And then I go right back in my room. I think that's where very early stage of my depression as well, which I will talk about in the next episode. But after all that, I lost my trust in my parents. I had mixed feelings. I really had mixed feelings. I thought they were doing the best they can. But at the same time, I wasn't sure if this was normal or not. Because I saw my other siblings, they didn't go through that. Especially the three older kids. My three older sisters, of course, were their biological children. But even then, I knew I was being treated differently. And I don't know because of my age, or I don't know because they didn't feel like I belonged to them. I mean, I don't know. I seriously could just sit here all day and ponder. But, yeah. So after I found out my age and everything, hell broke loose from there. And then I started my adulthood. I left and got kicked out of my house. And about 16 years old, I was in a junior in high school. I couldn't take it anymore, so I left. And from there, will be the next episode I will talk about. But that's how I found out my age. And how I feel about being adopted. My adoption story, now most people hear and listen to adoption stories. Oh, they're wonderful. Oh, I had an amazing adoption story. My adoption parents were amazing. I'm not saying that parents were terrible, but what I experienced was not out of a fairy tale. And I'm sure there's people out there who have an adoption story that struggled. Absolutely, you're gonna struggle. But when you're adopted, your goal as a parent, regardless if it's your child or not, is to constantly be there and emotionally. I don't think I got that from my parents. I was emotionally distressed. My parents made sure I had everything, of course. But I was also a prisoner in my own family. You know, they pretended outside the family when we go out to outings and events and around my parents' friends and family, I had to pretend everything was okay. But I don't think it's okay for a parent to lock their child in a pantry for hours until they can behave, no matter what they did, or send them to their room, or the worst part was when I started getting older and older. My teens, I wasn't perfect. I was not a perfect teen, but I was, you gotta understand, I was so confused with my own life and where I was going. My dad worked all the time. My mom, stay-at-home mom, but she never really spent emotionally, physically with me. I think one time we had a moment. My mom took me to the grocery store or something like that, and we had a good time. We talked and whatnot, but it was hard to read her because if I wanted to talk about my adoption or my biological mother, it would turn sour. She did not want to do it. did not want to do it. So, I decided to just not even bring it up. Every time I brought it up, I can just see her expression on her face, just getting madder and madder. And because I know, because I've asked her one time before, and she finally, you know, had enough, and she looked at me eye to eye and was like, "If you don't like being if you don't like being adopted, you know, I can see if I can take you back there to the Philippines." It's always that story. If ever when I'm curious about my adoption and how I became to be, is either that or if I got in trouble, she would say mean things like, "Don't make me take you back there." So I just decided not to even bring it up anymore about it. But anyway, that is one of the reasons why my family and I don't get along, and as well as, you know, who takes their children when they can't handle them to a mental institution. I was dragged in mental institution at least the last 2 years or so of my teen years. I didn't spend my teen years with my friends. I didn't spend my teen years just hanging out with my sisters or brothers, just normal. I was in this institution. And I really can't tell you how I got there, but I can tell you that, I mean, I can't remember what even brought me into the mental institution. I know for a fact that my parents lied about it and took me to a mental institution and probably said I was unstable and blah, 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 and, you know, suicidal, which I wasn't at the time. But that was their way of, you know, putting their hands up and going, "Oh, we can't handle her anymore. I can't handle her anymore. I'm just going to take the easier way out and just put her somewhere." Who does that? I can tell you I have 3 kids of my own now. And I would never, ever think to ever do that to my children. No matter what, you know, situation they either put me through or they put themselves through. That's not how you raise a child. And, you know, my parents, especially my mom was the leader of the household. My dad worked all the time, so he back her up when needed, that is. But my mom wore the pants in the family. Everything goes through her. And, which is sad because all I really wanted was her to love me and to know that I appreciate the things she does. Like I said, I was brought up I was grateful. I was very grateful. I was never in a situation where I was homeless or, you know, begging for food or starving. In the Philippines, you're either really rich or you're really, really poor. There is not in between. So I was very grateful. They gave me the opportunity to live in the United States where there is an opportunity for me to survive. That I'm very grateful. But till this day, I do not have a relationship with my family because of lying to me and me leaving. And pretty much told me once I leave that door, I can no longer be part of the family. So I decided to make that decision. It was very hard on me, but I think about it every once in a while. If I would have not taken that step, where would I be right now? Would I finish high school? Probably. But that's another story, that why I didn't and how it become. Anyway, that's my end of my podcast. Hope you guys enjoy. And again, my name is Lisa. Bye.